We're discussing fruit-picking robots in a few minutes' time, but first, Tony Allen's got the latest in rural news. Tony, we just looked at the grains industry and why the rain's good for farmers in that sector. What about the livestock farmers or graziers, whatever you want to call them? How are they feeling?
They're very happy indeed. Some of them are saying it's the best start to winter for several decades. They need that grass to grow over winter, so there's a bit hanging around in summer. And in the north of South Australia, for example, they had one of the warmest autumns on record for the state, a virtual heat wave in autumn, and that was no good for the grass growing at all. Leonard Nutt from Idiowie Station, north of Hawker, says he's received 70 millimetres of rain in the past 4 days.
Hopefully, it means some winter feed that we just haven't had for, well, like I said, quite a number of years. 1995 was the last time we had anything like this. And also, hopefully, some water back into a couple of wells that have been dry for most of this century anyway.
You said 70 mils there? Okay.
Yep.
We were also chatting with a grazier from near Bourke earlier this morning who said there's a chance now that maybe the price of stock at the markets will go up because more people will have the confidence to hold on to them a little bit longer rather than just pump them through the sale yards.
Yes, so it was significant enough rain to do more than just make some crops grow. It's actually put it water down into the deep subsoil.
Yeah, which is good news.
Without causing floods, which is not, we haven't had much of that in the last
few
years.
Yeah, that's true. It's absolutely true. All right, that's enough of the good news. Let's talk about some bad news. Elders, that major company, agribusiness company, they're not doing too well.
Well, the company has been struggling to sell off some of its assets, and including a car parts company that used to do business, still does business with Ford, but that's not going to help it because it's recorded an after-tax loss of $22.8 million for the last half year, and that is worse than expected. The company says that uncertainty over exports to Indonesia, poor weather, wrong weather at the wrong time sort of thing, are some of the reasons why Elders is struggling. But the chief executive of the company, Malcolm Jackman, maintains they're not going to get out of agribusiness. He says one way or another, Elders will be part of the rural scene, even if another company takes it over.
Lots of businesses do that all the time in terms of change of ownership and come back and go forward, etc. So I see that the core of the business continuing on the way through, and you only need to look at the history of rural services businesses in agriculture in Australia. They come and go, but under different guises and different ownership.
Mm. But the more the Elders share price falls and the reports come in of losses, it's harder to sell those assets and less lucrative to agree to a takeover bid.
Yeah, okay, makes sense, I guess. We're going to talk about this robotic fruit picker in a moment. It's because there's been a big fruit and vegetable conference on at the weekend, and there's one of the talking points there, it seems to be, is why Australia keeps losing business to New Zealand.
Yes, the AusVeg conference at the end of last week on the Gold Coast heard from Coles on a number of topics, but one of the things Coles said was, don't blame us for moving our food processing to New Zealand. Coles said that food manufacturing workers in New Zealand are paid $10 an hour less than what they're paid here, and the difference is not made up for by extra productivity in Australia. And even the vegetable growers here do agree that it's cheaper for labour, power and water in New Zealand. Water costs here, they say, have tripled in the last 4 years or so, and so have electricity costs, and they say it hasn't been helped by the carbon tax as well. So, really, they do acknowledge that Coles has a point, and the New Zealand vegetable growers were also at the conference. Listening to all this, Keith Vallab from Vegetables New Zealand said they're very pleased that they're getting all this food processing from Australia, and it's led to a resurgence in the food processing industry across the Tasman.
The Heinz Waddy's factory has been kept up to date. It's been modernised. It's been one of those factories around the world in the Heinz stable that they've kept going and modernised it. So the beetroot crops have come back, carrots have come back, and it's coming back to the region where it was originally, back in the Hawke's Bay, back in parts of the South Island.
I remember when we were
beetroot's back.
When we were at Hawke's Bay last year for the program broadcasting from Napier, the growers then were very keen to make the point that they don't think it's just a difference in the cost of production, the labour costs and the water costs. They said, we've also invested big in logistics and storage and all these supporting industries to go with food manufacturing. So it's quite an extensive
story. He mentioned beetroot, and that's one of the industries where the cannery has stopped here in Australia.
That's
where it's gone.
Yeah, and they're doing well. When you go there, you can see it for yourself. All right, thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Tony Allen with the latest in rural news.